listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with the latest. Polls have closed in Victoria as Dan Andrews attempts to secure a third straight term as Premier. Opposition leader Matthew Guy needs 18 seats to secure victory. Retiring former Victorian Police Minister Lisa Neville is confident of holding majority.
I think it will be tight, and I don't think there will be a statewide swing that's even. I think seat by seat will be very different.
Neville there on Sky. A $1 million reward has led to the arrest of a man in the alleged murder of Toya Cordingley, an Australian woman killed on a beach north of Cairns 4 years ago. Rajwinder Singh has been arrested in India. Singh, who was a nurse in Innisfail, boarded a plane for India days after Cordingley was killed. Police are investigating the cause of a unit fire in Melbourne's West this morning in which two people died while another's in a serious but stable condition. Gold Coast police are using metal detection wands in a battle against knife crime during the schoolies period. Since November 18, officers have used the wands on more than 900 people, arresting 32 on 42 charges, including a 13-year-old. A new claims Queen Elizabeth was suffering a rare form of bone marrow cancer in the last few months of her life. A close friend of Prince Philip has made the claim in an upcoming biography of the Queen, saying it would explain the tiredness, weight loss and mobility issues. An injury change for the Socceroos ahead of tonight's must-win World Cup match against Tunisia. Fran Karacic is in for Nathaniel Atkinson. And in tennis, Australia's Davis Cup team has beaten Croatia 2-1 to progress to the final tomorrow night, where they'll face either Italy or Canada. Team skipper Leighton Hewitt, who played in the title-winning 2003 team, says he couldn't be prouder.
Obviously, we're about very proud Davis Cup nation, and I'm just thrilled for these boys. They deserve to go out there and get the opportunity to play in a final of the Davis Cup, and now it's going to happen on Sunday.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.